We'll begin with prayer. Heavenly Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. God's word of truth for us today is a messianic prophecy in the book of Haggai, reading from chapter 2, these verses. I will shake all nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations. And I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. God has always had a meeting place with his people, which has changed drastically over the course of time. It used to be the Garden of Eden. Eventually it became a tent. Then the temple mentioned in our text, that massive stone structure in Jerusalem, where the most important space, God's room, you could call it, was off limits to the people. Later on, God's meeting place was a Bethlehem manger of all things. Then the cross of Christ, but not his temporary grave. For you and me, God's meeting place has involved a baptismal font, Sunday school, many, many church services, even our personal prayers. The location and the format change, but not the experience. One day, it will go back to the way it was in paradise. God staying with us permanently as well as perfectly. In the beginning, God used to meet face to face with his people. He would show up visibly, talk directly to Adam and Eve, and they loved it. That was their blessed interaction with him until the rebellion. You know that story. How the fall into sin has ruined a direct in-person meeting with God. And so it goes for us. It's no longer possible, not without deadly consequences for those who have the sinful flesh, you and me. But God did not give up on us. He reached out in mercy to set up a different kind of meeting based on good terms, good news, with Jesus at the center of it. Think of the opposite for a minute. What kind of meeting would it be if you had to face God alone? If you had to meet your Creator without Christ, one-on-one with God, based on who you are and what you have to offer. That kind of meeting could only become a trial, with God as the righteous judge condemning us for our sins. However, if we have Jesus at the meeting, working as the sin remover, then we get to connect with God as the Heavenly Father, adopting us, loving us, forgiving us through His Son. In that way, we get to experience Emmanuel every day, God with us in Christ. Consider how this goes in Christian worship services, whether at church or in chapel, whether it's a sanctuary or a gym. We meet at God's house, where He sets the agenda. He will do most of the talking through His Word. We listen and respond in ways that He determines. When we meet God on the basis of His good news, He will do the giving, and we will receive what is offered. We especially receive the forgiveness of sins as the sturdy foundation of a very lopsided relationship with Him. Lopsided with grace, mercy, hope, peace. The text mentions that word peace. In this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. Notice how spiritual peace is a very dominant theme in the usual worship service. What does the pastor say at the end of the sermon? And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Don't you hear a similar thing in the benediction? The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. This peace from God comes to us as the forgiveness of our sins, and it's a very useful thing to cling to in your spiritual life. Really, you should think of God's peace as a completely reliable, one-size-fits-all, safe place for your soul and mine. At this school, we talk about safety from time to time. We identify safe zones and even practice how to get there quickly, such as in a fire drill. Safety from physical danger will vary, of course. If the building is on fire, we need to get outside. But if it's the opposite, 50 below wind chill, then we go inside. Well, where are you supposed to go during the storm of a guilty conscience? Where can you find safekeeping when faced with temptation or doubts or a personal loss in your life? Your only security is always at the cross of Christ, where you get God's peace. And I want you to think it through. If God is at peace with you in Jesus, and of course He is, then He is on your side, at your side, fighting your battles, bringing real comfort to your hearts, securing your souls in Jesus, even though you can't see Him do it. Someday, though. Someday. God has told us in Revelation, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people. God Himself will be with them and be their God." We come full circle. The final permanent meeting place with God will be what it was always supposed to be. That place where we see Jesus in person. We meet with God face to face. No fear, only joy. And forever. Consider that as the original and perfect state of Emmanuel. God with us. Amen. Let us close our worship with the first two stanzas of hymn 2, stanzas 1 and 2.